The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready for today's program. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating its 25 years on ESPN Radio this year, and we are always grateful to all of our listeners and sponsors of this program. But on today's show, we're covering a little bit of Canada and a whole lot of Chicagoland fishing travel and outdoor show at the Schaumburg Convention Center this weekend. That's today and tomorrow, the last 2 days. I cannot tell you how great it is to be back at the sports shows again, and what a show we have going on right now. Some of the greatest names in fishing, from national bass level anglers to local professionals, vacation lodges, boats, Canadian lodges, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the Cook County Forest Preserves, and let's not forget that new Bessie Lure from Daiwa. Oh, what a sweet big fish lure, and more. But on today's show, we have Steve Sigelski from the All Canada Show, which is coming to the Kane County Fairgrounds next weekend. And this weekend at the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center, we have Louis Monetti, who's the college angler who's going to the Bassmaster Classic. That's right. We got an interview with him before anybody got an interview with him here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. He'll be doing seminars and helping you also at the Biz Bait Boot, showing you how to rig those baits and catch bigger and more fish. That's Louis Monetti. Oh, can't go wrong with him. Following Lou, Chicago's adopted son, Brandon Polinick, a Bassmaster elite angler who will also be at the Classic in a couple of months, will talk about his seminars and how you can meet him at the show. That sounds great with me. And in the last segment, we'll hear the Aiden Fishing Report and other outdoor news. Now let's hear from Steve Sigelski. You know who's on the phone with us right now? We've got the man who's got the Canadian maple leaf tattooed to his chest like a big Superman emblem.
Steve. Yes, it's a little odd, Chauncey, but good morning and thanks for having me on.
Everybody, this is Steve Sigelski from the All Canada Show, which is coming to town next weekend, right?
Yes, we'll be in town next week, Thursday through Sunday at the Kane County Fairgrounds. And just want to say it loud and clear, first off, the border is open. The border is open, no mandates, no vaccine. No ArriveCan app. All you need is your passport to cross the border. Just want to get that out of the way because lack of knowledge, the border is open. The Canadian border is ready to roll.
No, I think that's a very good point because I think a lot of people don't. They're still thinking 2 years back, and it's not. It's not. And the lodges are there. They're going to be there next weekend. They want to welcome you. They want to talk to you about and plan a trip around what you can do. Not what they can do, what you can do.
Yeah. It's your vacation. You dictate kind of what you want, when you want to do it, how you want to fish, what fish species you want to fish for. whether the American plan or housekeeping, you want to do a fly into the Great North on a float plane, you come pick out your perfect vacation, and we have them all.
That sounds so cool. Now, once again, we're going to be at the, you know, the Kane County Fairgrounds, but it's not just, you know, you're having booths from literally, I think, a little bit of everywhere. From Ontario is a big one, of course, but you got them from Saskatchewan. You've got them from some of the other provinces that I know of. You know, it's just a long list of places for people to go.
Most definitely. If you want to drive up across the Ontario border, we have plenty of lodges that can handle you. If you want to drive up and fly into an outpost, whether it's Manitoba, Ontario, or Saskatchewan, or you want to jump on a commercial airline and land in, let's say, Winnipeg and jump on a chartered flight and fly right directly to the lodge and land on a landing strip in the middle of nowhere, literally middle of nowhere, we can make that happen too. It all depends on what you're looking for and what you think that perfect Canadian fishing or hunting trip should be. It's up to you. We can customize plans. Lodges will work with you to customize something. If you want to do a day flyout, you want to fish for lake trout one day, but the rest of the time you want to fish for walleye, great.
Yeah.
Talk to the lodge owners, meet them face-to-face, stand right there at their booth, and don't leave without having every one of your questions answered. Just go back and talk to them again. If you think of something new, after you've had that cold Labatt Blue, having a shore lunch, and you think of another question, walk right back to that booth and chat with them again.
I was just going to say, is Labatt Blue coming out?
You better believe it. The blue will be flowing.
The blue will be flowing. Okay. And once again, Manitoba and Saskatchewan were the other two provinces that we didn't mention. I can't remember. Was there some kind of a, well, of course you got Jim Crowley doing seminars. People should bring fish and throw it at him when he's talking. But, you know, is there any contests going on?
Yes, most definitely. We've got a couple unique ones. Simple but fun. People have had a lot of fun with them. Labatt Blue is a big sponsor of ours. So we've got a pile of Labatt Blue beer sitting on a couple tables, a mountain of beer. And have you guessed the winner fishing rod? So take your best guess at that. Daredevil will be at the show also, and opening night is Daredevil night, we call it. So everybody that walks in the Thursday night of opening night will receive a free collector, and it just happens to be our 40th anniversary of the All Canada show. There will be a collector alert for everyone that shows up on opening night.
Yeah, and the other thing is a day pass is $10, correct?
A day pass is $12. You can get them $10 online right now if you go get a discounted ticket on allcanada.com for $10. You can also buy a weekend pass for $15. If you want to spend the weekend with us chatting with lodges, because it does take some time to get around to over 100 different lodges and learn. So I highly would recommend the weekend pass. Stop back for a second day or even a third day. We'll be there all 4 days.
That's right. And there's nothing wrong in doing any of that, right, my friend?
No. Chat it up. This is your chance. You don't get this opportunity only once a year to chat to these lodges face-to-face. It's kind of a once-a-year thing.
Now, what is the website that everybody can go get all the information they want to know about the All Canada show?
Definitely. Real simple. AllCanada.com. A-L-L-Canada.com will get you all the show information, discounted tickets, seminar times and locations. And everything is an exhibitor list. You find out who's there. You can even go do a little lodge search program we have and do a little research prior to the show. And one thing I always ask people to do is do a little thought process with your group. What type of trip you're looking for, whether it's a fly-in or drive-in, what's your budget? You know, get the group together. Make sure you know where your budget lands. So when you walk in, you know if your budget's at $800 over a week per guy or if it's at $5,000 or somewhere in between. We have all the trips, all the price points. Just chat with your group. Bring your whole group down with you, too. Bring the whole group, have a beer, sit and have a shore lunch, and sit there and chat about the trip you're about to take.
Sounds good to me. And if you make a donation to the Chauncey Benevolent Fund, I will sing the Canadian National Anthem either in English or in French.
I want to hear that. So when that donation comes in, flag me over. I want to hear that.
Yes, I did that 1 year for the All Canada show, and the gentleman that I was interviewing goes, I can't even do that.
Whoa, he was probably hearty Canadian.
Just laughed like heck. Oh, my God, we laughed so hard. Well, once again, everybody, Steve Sigalski, the All Canada show happening at the Kane County Fairgrounds next week. Next week on what days? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Correct. And February 2nd through the 5th, Thursday through Sunday, we open at 5 p.m. on Thursday and run through Sunday afternoon. We close the show down at 4 p.m. So you've got the whole evening. But again, go to allcanada.com for all the locations, seminars, show hours, discounted tickets. It's all there.
Sounds good to me. Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey. We'll talk on the show.
Right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
We're back.
Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ish Monroe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
The hottest new fishing lure on the market, the Bessie, is available only at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Only at Anglers International Resources at the show. Bessie comes in 6 different color patterns that will entice a bite and is a lure that stories will be written about for years. So come to the show and pick up the Bessie from Arlington International Resources and make your own fishing history. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago. Let's fish it.
Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy bite.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait, I bought the beat.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Ah, yes. The Chicagoland Fishing, Hunting, Travel, and Outdoor. No, it's called the Chicagoland Fishing and Travel and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center going on this weekend, which is fantastic. You know, we got Saturday and Sunday. We got some all kinds of neat. We got boots, Canadian, other trips, lovely, you name it, it's all here. But right now, we've got a gentleman who's going to walk across one of the biggest stages in his life. Now I'm freaking him out. We have Louis Minetti, the Bassmaster College Classic champion. Yay!
What's going on?
We are the champions. Dun,
yes.
Dun.
Yes. What's going on, Chauncey?
What's going on? Okay. Lou, first of all, congratulations on winning the, you know, Bassmaster College Classic.
Thank you.
It's a big achievement, and, you know, people, it's kind of interesting to see what people talk about and see and write about you, and, you know, you love to fish. You didn't start tournament fishing until you were 14?
Yeah.
14 years old. And just like the rest of us, you had a gnarly old boat with torn seat covers, no electronics, and you caught fish and won tournaments because you did it the old-fashioned way.
You got it. That's how I do things. I may be I may only be 23, but I don't fish like I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. And once again, I mean, he's going to be at the show here in Schaumburg this week in Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, doing yep. seminars on smallmouth bass fishing. He's going to be at you know, probably you can find him at several booths, and he's the kind of guy who wants you to ask questions and talk to him. Isn't it right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what are y'all going to talk about on the hog truck? I got to get my southern voice going here, my friend.
Hey, so I'm originally from New Jersey, so I still got a little bit of that in me, although my voice may be turning a little more southern. I'm not quite there.
No, you're not.
But no, I'm super excited, man. We're going to be on all 4 days. I should probably figure out which times exactly I'll be on hog trough, but I'll be talking, I think.
Well, on Saturday today, you're going to be on at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then you're also going to be on Sunday, you're doing a seminar, and that one is going to also be on the hog trough. We got to get it right, everybody. Got to get on the hog trough. And that's
the hog trough.
Yeah, mastering small baits for big bass, and that's at 12:30.
Yes, and I'm psyched, man. I'm really excited. We're gonna talk about some great stuff, get into some shallow smallmouth techniques, some finesse fishing techniques for big fish. And that's kind of what I'm all about. Those two techniques and strategies are kind of what I hang my hat on, what I'm proud of myself for being okay at. And I'm excited to share the knowledge with you guys.
Yeah. And, you know, 23 years old, and you're walking across the Bassmaster Classic stage. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. Lately I've talked to a couple different people about it, and kind of my overwhelming feeling is just excitement. I mean, I'm going to be nervous. I know I will, especially, you know, morning of and takeoff and all that stuff. But right now, it's just I'm super, super psyched. It's just a big stage, a new fishery, all that stuff. I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about this is it's one of the – they always say that in the Super Bowl of football – that it's a head game for the anglers for the players who've never been in it. And the same thing here. I mean, it's like, just fish it like you're going to have fun. Fish it like you're just going out with your buddies and saying, hey, let's do a little bit of fishing. And I think if you do that, you just may be one of the first guys to win the Classic coming out of the College Classic.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy to think about. That's a dream. That's a dream right there. And I agree with you. I'm kind of that kind of guy who does my best when I'm having fun. I mean, I don't like to get super serious and dialed in. And of course I'm focused, but, when I'm having fun, that's when I'm fishing my best. So my goal 100%, regardless of how I do end up finishing is to just have a blast with it. Enjoy the fishing part, enjoy the show, and, you know, we'll let the cards fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're a winner already. You're at the Classic, my friend.
Exactly.
You're a winner. Now, okay, you're going to be fishing largemouth, smallmouth, in that's the Tennessee River in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you approach it? I mean, you said it's a new fisheries. You never fished it before, so obviously you're reading a lot of river maps, right?
No. I gotta be honest, right? The answer is no.
Well, that's okay, you know. And but you're gonna go out there and you're gonna say, but your boat has a little bit more electronics on it, doesn't it?
Yes, I'll be getting here soon. It's funny, I'll actually be flying out of Chicago on Monday to go and pick up the new boat and truck, and I'll have all new electronics and the whole nine. So I will be a little more equipped this time around. But yeah, I'm just super pumped for that.
Mm-hmm.
Super pumped to get to the Tennessee River. I love fishing new places, and, you know, early spring, that's got to be my favorite time to fish.
Yeah. Where are you picking up the boat?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, you're going 13 hours from Chicago to Tulsa to pick the boat up.
Yeah. Mm. it's bass fishing is, as everyone knows, part-time fisherman, full-time truck driver.
You got that right. You have that right. Oh, my God. Now, and this is a little conversation. You know, you're going to be talking about smallmouth fishing, and what's the key for us non-elite anglers to catch the smallmouth? I mean, you know, is it big honking lures that, you know, get, you know, or is it something else that you got to do to just say, come here, you want lunch? Come on over here.
So, that's a great question. For smallmouth, I got to say, they're my favorite fish to catch. And I think part of it is because of how similar I act to a smallmouth. I'm a very random kind of, you know, fly by the seat of my pants person, and that's how a smallmouth thinks. They go where they want, when they want, how they want to, and goes. They're very easy in my mind as far as what they're going to eat. But the best advice I've got for catching smallmouth is be random. Don't be afraid to, you know, be going down. Oh man, these rocks look great. You know what? Let me turn around and throw in the middle one time just for ha-has. Many times I've found that's the best way to catch a big one.
The other thing about what you have to realize, people say, "Well, it's a bass." No, it's not a bass. A largemouth bass is like a lineman on a football team, a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
He sits there and he wants to go through the line, or he wants to sit there waiting for somebody to come by him, and, you know, then he jumps on him, opens his mouth, sucks in, you know, 3 cubic feet of water, and eats whatever he wants to eat.
Yeah.
A smallmouth is just a fish with an attitude and a chip on his shoulder.
Yes, absolutely. So the smallmouth is the free safety.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy that's going, oh, I'm going to go, no, and then when he hits you, oh, my goodness gracious, when he hits you, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. They're a special fish. I have such an appreciation for that fish. It's my true form of happiness is being on a great lake catching big smallmouth bass. They're just my favorite thing in the world.
Oh yeah. The what kind of baits are going to be thrown in the whole trough?
Oof. I think we're going to keep it pretty simple. You know, I'll throw it's simple yet boring. Especially when I'm talking about you know, shallow smallmouth. I'm going to be focusing on, you know, a wacky rig, a jerk bait, a Ned rig. But I must say, especially the last 2 years, the thing I'll be most excited to throw in the hog trough on the lake is the most boring, and that's the hair jig. That little black fluff, the hair jig. It is, man, it's just a deadly, deadly bait, and I'm so excited to talk about it and throw around the hog trough.
Now, are they available at BizBait?
No, unfortunately not. It's a, I think it's such a kind of a niche little secret, not so much secret, but such a northern thing, and us being a company located in North Carolina, we don't have a very big market in the hair jig world, but you can tie your own, you can, you know, buy them from any kind of, you know, hair jig supplier. You know, I'm sure everybody's got their favorite, but honestly, my favorites are the ones that I tie myself, and it's just a little black, you know, 3/32 or 1/8 ounce head with a whole bunch of black marabou, and I can't explain it, but those smallmouth, they can't stand it.
Cool. Now, where are you going to be when you're not on the hog trough at the times that I've told everybody, which is the first time that on Saturday when you're speaking, you're going to be up there on, hold on, it's right in front of me, at 1:30 in the afternoon. And then on Saturday, on Sunday, you're going to be back up there doing some, you know, catching, you know, smallmouth, teach about smallmouth bass and mastering small baits for big bass, and you'll be doing that at 12:30. When you're not doing that, if somebody wants to find this 23-year-old college student who's not an elite angler, where do they go?
So there's no promise that I won't be wandering a little bit, but I got to say 90-something percent of the time I will be at the BizBaits booth. And I'm super excited. I should be there most of the day. Like you said, outside of the time that I'm up there talking, we'll be at the BizBaits booth talking about some new products that we have and just sharing you guys. You know, I like talking. Like you said, I like talking and answering questions, so please come on by. We got some great products to show, and if you're not looking to buy anything, please do. But if you're not looking to buy anything, just come on, say hello. Would love to talk to just about anybody for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah, and get a couple photos and let everybody, you know, get comfortable with you. And how do they follow you online, especially with the Classic and everything else? What's the best
way? I've done an okay job with the whole social thing and the posting thing. The only problem is it's limited to one singular social media platform, which I guess makes it easier for the people. I'm try to post all my stuff out on Instagram. I'm big on Instagram. And my handle is just my name. It's Lewis_Minetti. I keep things pretty casual on my Instagram page, try and keep it pretty real. So, you know, there'll be some laughs. There'll be some kind of inspirational stuff if I'm feeling that one day. But for the most part, you're just going to kind of get a glimpse into the everyday life of a broke college kid who somewhat made it big.
All right, everyone, Lewis Minetti, and we're going to see him Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's only Saturday and Sunday this week, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Schaumburg Convention Center, 1551 North Thorough Drive in Schaumburg, Illinois. Get there. Come on out, see him, come and see me, then we'll walk around, we'll see BizBaits, we'll have a good day. We'll have a good day. Okay, buddy?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you.
We're back.
Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off
at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo.
January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center.
Learn from fishing experts like Ishman Rowe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more.
Shop over 100 exhibits.
Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics.
Book your next fishing or hunting trip.
All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun.
January 26th through 29th.
Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Hey, sportsman, when you use a Tatula rod from Daiwa, you not only feel the sensitivity of a Daiwa rod made with HVF sensitivity and that 45 XT carbon, you can feel that fish before they feel you. See the Tatula rod from Daiwa at Angler's Outlet in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th to the 29th.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th, at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
The hottest new fishing lure on the market, the Bessie, is available only at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Only at Anglers International Resources at the show. Bessie comes in six different color patterns that will entice a bite and is a lure that stories will be written about for years. So come to the show and pick up the Bessie from Arlington International Resources and make your own fishing history.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. Can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story about.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best. But I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate. Cause hey, you can pray, you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No.
I told you there, guy.
No.
Can't catch fish.
No.
What do you think you're doing?
No.
Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We are with Mr. Brandon Polinick at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show. Where? In Schaumburg, Illinois, at the Renaissance Center. Brandon, you're going to be here for a couple days, right?
Yep, I'm here today, Friday, and Saturday all day as well.
Now, you're doing seminars, Fishing the Dead Zone, and the other one is going to be Cold Water Breakdown, and we're going to talk about that, but Brandon, there is nobody this town loves more than you. They show up. They'll come in a blizzard to hear you.
I guess maybe that's because I've earned my keep coming here nearly every single year. I think since 2013 or so, Taz brought me here, and so I've got to make friends with a lot of the same people over the years. And fantastic shows, one of my favorite shows. I look forward to every year.
Now, before we talk about the things that we're doing here today on Saturday, but you've got the Classic that's coming up, so you're fishing all the Bassmasters and stuff for this year's, right?
Yep, I'll be fishing all of the Bassmaster Elite Series, Bassmaster Classic that we qualified for, as well as a division of the Bassmaster Opens.
So you're going to be another busy guy, and you'll be dragging that little new baby and your wife all over the country?
That is correct, yeah. We will be driving, we're gone from home. We left home a week ago, almost a week and a half now, and we won't be home again until June. So it'll be me, the wife, little eight-month-old baby, traveling around the country.
That's great. Okay, Brandon, you're doing these seminars up on the hog trough, as I like to. We're north of Interstate 80, so we call it the hog trough, but south of Interstate 80, they call it the hog trough. And, Cold Water Breakdown. I mean, you cannot be talking about the most perfect item because we get cold water probably until about the beginning of May.
Yeah, and I mean, cold water is kind of a relative term, but I use that for places specifically like here. You know, my house gets really cold where we're still catching bass all the way into the upper 30s, you know, before it freezes over. And those low 40 temps, mid 40s, where there's still a lot of bass to catch out there. You just have to adjust your techniques a little bit to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're getting prepared to go out fishing, and it's what people don't understand is, yes, when you're a tournament fisherman, you're fishing the southern waters, but you're fishing, yes, but then your next tournament might be in northern Virginia. It may be up in the, well, in the summertime. It's really cold in the New York, you know, lake, you know, when you're fishing that whole, you know, the St. Clair and all of that. And people don't understand that you have to adapt and change and do things, right?
Yeah, it's a constant versatility adaptation that we go through, and you have to learn a lot of different techniques, learn how to read the water, how to adjust and adapt to that, because we live our lives based off of, 365-day calendar and a 24-hour day. The bass don't live that way. You know, they don't know that, hey, it's June 2nd, I need to be on this rock pile. They just do whatever Mother Nature throws at them, and then they adjust, and so we have to kind of rethink how we approach that and really pay attention to the conditions that are happening.
Now, everybody who just heard that went, oh yeah, but most people could not get anywhere near that, Brandon, to figure it out on a basis that you and other professional anglers do that, because it's a different animal. It really is.
Yeah, it takes just a lot of time on the water, right? And you can read all of the magazines, you can show up to shows like this, watch seminars, and that's going to shorten your learning curve, but you still have to spend time on the water to really kind of understand what those movements are. And I mean, we don't have enough time on this show to even go through all of those. I mean, they don't give me enough time at this show to even talk about all of those variables and changes, but you really just have to think about it as a mathematical equation. You add all these variables or subtract these variables, and you get the output of what you need to be doing.
Yeah. And that, we're just talking about how Brandon talks about the cold water breakdown. Now, fishing the dead zone, what, I mean, I've seen some dead zones, but that's another whole subject of not fishing.
Yeah, generally people don't want to be fishing in the dead zone, but that's something I look for. And why I call it the dead zone is because it's dead of other anglers most of the time, and dead of a lot of contour features or types of visible cover that would attract anglers. But it doesn't mean that there's not places there for those fish to be attracted to set up on. And a lot of times there are places that are overlooked. You're able to find untapped fish, and they're more aggressive, they haven't been pressured, and you're able to kind of tap into this dead zone that really has a good population of fish that I've won a lot of money off of in the last few years.
I'm not going to get into it, but look at Brandon's stats. Go to Bassmaster.com and look at his stats. And there's an awful lot of times you've picked up into money, you know that.
I've had a really good run so far the last 13 years, really, and it seems like it's just getting better. I'm starting to understand things more and more. I'm still learning, you know, every day, even though this is going into my 13th season professional fishing. But I continue to learn and adjust my techniques and, you know, how I approach bodies of water. And the more I learn, the more I'm able to share things like fishing that dead zone and understanding how those fish move and how they use that water.
As a matter of fact, I bet when you first came to the Classic the first time, I did an interview with you there.
I believe we did in New Orleans. I mean, I don't want to age you any more than I age myself, but I mean, yes, I'm pretty sure we did all the way back in 2011.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. But now, okay, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, because once again, we're all out at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Renaissance Center in Schaumburg, right on Meacham Road and the 90 Expressway. It's really easy to get to. Lots of activity all day today. A lot of activity till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then we're going to shut down because of football and things like that. But the thing I wanted to ask you is, and I'm not going to look for secrets, you're going to be fishing that Wiley River called the Tennessee River, right?
Yeah, we will be there. I mean, it seems like we fish it every year, but the Bassmaster Classic is there pretty much at the headwaters of the Tennessee River this year.
And I can only imagine, because I've actually developed a lot of friendship with the people that work for the power company that does all the regulating of that river. And I mean, it's just, it's an interesting, amazing river to fish, but it can change so quickly in what I've learned about it.
Yeah, it really can. I mean, anywhere up and down that entire Tennessee River system, you know, the TVA Valley, but especially in that Knoxville area, because you're kind of butted up to the Smoky Mountains, that time of year, later March, it can be 30 and snow, or it could be 75 and sunny. You really don't know that time of year. And you may get both of those in 1 week. and you can get a lot of flooding, a lot of rain, right, that comes out of the mountains. And so those places can change, and it's much more narrow. It's much more of a river, true river system that far up versus when you get down towards like a Kentucky lake, where it's still a quote-unquote river, but much more of like a big giant reservoir.
And that's exactly what it becomes. And like I said, I know you're going to have your favorite baits. You're also here with Daiwa at the show, and they have some unbelievable new rods that I picked up, and I couldn't believe how light it was. It just amazed me. So I want a lot of our anglers here to take a seriously look, stop in the Daiwa booth, and see the new series of rods. And you know what? They are priced. So there's no such thing as an average fisherman, but they're priced for the average guy or fisher girl to purchase and enjoy and catch more fish. It really was impressive.
That's one thing that I think Daiwa's done an incredible job with, really their entire existence, but even more so in the last 5 or 6 years, is that they've really built the best quality products in that middle range price point, mm-hmm. where anybody can afford to buy something that is going to be able to perform at the elite level.
Yeah.
And they've done a really good job at listening to the anglers on their pro staff. They've got some of the best anglers in the world. I throw all of their reels, and I throw everything from, you know, the Tatula lineup, all the way up to their high-end Stees and Exist spinning reels. And all of it's phenomenal stuff, and it just really depends on what your budget is. But the nice thing is you know that even if you buy one of those price point reels, you're getting the highest quality possible at that price point.
Yeah, and that's you really – if Brandon's in the Daiwa booth, you'll know, because there's this massive crowd of people there. I had to basically hide him to get him out of the Daiwa booth. But he'll sit there and talk to you. And, Brandon, this is such a great compliment to you. I watch the young anglers, whether they're, you know, younger boys, teenage girls are fishing in teams. They come to listen to you, and it's like I think they stop breathing because they want to hear every word you say. And that's a great compliment to you, that you've got the attention of the younger anglers that are out there.
Well, that's really our next generation. I think part of it is just because I'm one of the younger guys, right? I've been doing it a long time, but I'm still only 35. So I think I'm maybe more approachable or relatable. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's my size, because I'm just not very tall. That could be it too. But I think that I've always focused on that younger generation, because I remember what it was like. It wasn't very long ago that I was one of those kids sitting on the other end of it, right? I was in the crowds listening, trying to gather as much information. And so I always try to, you know, really pay attention, do my best to work with that younger generation, because I want to teach them about doing things the right way and, you know, making sure that this sport is headed in the right direction, when those of us that maybe aren't going to be around later, there's this next generation of kids that are going to come up and continue to build this sport into where we want to see it go.
Well, that's very true. Well, Brandon, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning and telling everybody to come down to the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Renaissance Center in Schaumburg. If it's blowing a little snow, don't worry about it. We live up north. The plows get the roads clean. I drove a little bit of snow today. It was fine. It's fine. Come on out and let's have some fun. Two great seminars, Fish in the Dead Zone, Cold Water Breakdown, but more important, he's here to talk to you. He's here to talk to your family, and he's probably got more pictures of him than any other angler that I know of with other anglers, because I see that camera going. Brandon, thank you so very much for coming on the program.
You're welcome. I look forward to seeing everybody out here.
So the Bassmaster Classic in New Orleans, huh?
That was the first time we met, I'm sure.
Wow. On that, I'm sitting back going, "Woo!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
The All Canada Show.
The border is open. The fish are biting. Come up to Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a trip to Temple Bay Lodge. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, February 2nd through the 5th at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. The hottest new fishing lure on the market, the Bessie, is available only at the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Only at Anglers International Resources at the show. Bessie comes in six different color patterns that will entice a bite and is a lure that stories will be written about for years. So come to the show and pick up the Bessie from Arlington International Resources and make your own fishing history. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Hey, sportsman, when you use a Tatula rod from Daiwa, you not only feel the sensitivity of a Daiwa rod made with HVF sensitivity and that 45 XT carbon, you can feel that fish before they feel you. See the Tatula rod from Daiwa at Angler's Outlet in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th to the 29th.
We're back.
Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ishman Rowe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy little
sportsman out there. I hope you're enjoying today's show because, man, I am telling you, we are at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center, and you cannot go wrong to come out here. This is a great event. I mean, there is so many things for you to do, and we're going to get into that a little bit. Fishing-wise, a couple of fishing reports. You know, I'm not hearing very many things because we're all at the sports show, and even my grandson, Aiden, didn't do any fishing because he sent me a little quick note, which is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But his note said, "Papa, it was Mom's birthday, so we all went down to Florida, and Mom wanted to swim with the manatees. They are really cool animals. They swim slow and are funny looking, but it was really interesting, and I learned a lot about manatees. Maybe I'll be a fisheries biologist when I grow up, or a hockey player. Love, your grandson, Aiden." And the Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine. I never know what he's going to say until I read it, folks. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, really we're in that in between. We're getting a lot of cold weather, so the ice is going to get a lot better and it'll be firming up, which means probably next week and we're looking at some better action, or even middle of the week we should be seeing some areas where the shallower backwaters are, you know, have stable enough ice that we can go out on them. It took a little bit, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Don't worry, everybody, okay? Remember that. But, you know, once again, I mentioned to you that next weekend we're going to be out at the Kane County Fairgrounds for the All Canada Show. So I want you all to come out there and say hi to us out there. But this weekend we're at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Schaumburg Renaissance Convention Center. And let me tell you, there is so much stuff there to do. But some of the other things that we saw that were going on, there's lots of activities going on at the show. And I do mean that. There's that all the boats, the Fisherman's Boat Yard. How about a fishing simulator? That's right. You can grab a fishing rod, and then you get in this chair, and there's a big screen TV, and the line from the rod goes into this black box, and it goes just along with the fish. And when the fish hits the lure, you feel it right there in the rod. It's really exciting. I must have played on that 3 or 4 times today. Then there's the hog trough. You got to have the hog trough. 5,000 gallons of water with lots of fish in it. Nothing wrong with that. We've got a Bassmasters Casting Kids program. It's fun, easy, makes fishing and exciting for kids. That's going on there. You can learn more about it at the show. Then we have Wings and Talons. Wings and Talons Raptors Education, Stewardship, and Conservation. It's a nonprofit group that really is dedicated and their passion to re-releasing injured and imprinted birds of prey, and they have beautiful owls and red-tailed hawks and many, many other species of birds there. So you got to check that out. I mean, that's, yeah, you really enjoy that one. And then there's always a casting pond. You know, Jen Ripple will teach you how to cast a fly rod at the casting pond. It's a 50-foot casting pond. You could check that out. There's so much to go there and do, everybody. And then, well, today's Saturday, so we're just having a lot of fun with the kids there today. Sunday is family day. Children 11 and under are free when accompanied by a paying adult. There's a kids' scavenger hunt. Kids have fun running all over the store, getting their little map stamped, and then they get a prize at the end. It's a great way to have some fun and burn off some energy on the kids. And then in my booth, which is the Chauncey's Great Outdoors booth, we play a lot of games with the kids also, and some of the adults. We got some gifts for the moms when they come by. But the kids, if they answer what the state fish is, what the state bird, tree, mammal, things like that, they can also wind up winning some really neat stuff in our booth. And we just have so much fun and make sure everybody is enjoying the great outdoors while they're there. But really, with all the travel places from Canada, the United States, some places that are here in Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, further down Lake Shelbyville, there's crappie guides here, there's muskie guides there, there's organizations and clubs that you should be part of. Yes, no matter what age you are, you should join some of these clubs because they'd be just fantastic for you to come and enjoy and be part of the great outdoors. But really, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show is a great location to come. The hours this weekend, it's really great hours. Oh, yeah, come on, everybody. You know that. First of all, on Saturday today, it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Plenty of time. Get the kids out. Let them run around. Then on Sunday, it goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so you could be home to watch the football game. I like this. So there's plenty of times to go, plenty of things to go and enjoy, and be part of the great outdoors while you're indoors. And then, once again, let me give you the address for you want to put in your little GPS unit. It's 1551 North Thorough Drive, Schaumburg, Illinois. You want to check that out and be part of it. But, man, oh, you've got to come out to this one. There's so many neat things. And then you can watch the people on the hog trot doing seminars and teaching there. There's seminars upstairs. There's the kids' casting contest and my high school casting contest. For all high school students that want to come to the show, you can get in. And you're going to be casting for a Daiwa to Tula rod and reel combinations. We're talking some very nice prizes for the first, second, and third place, all at Chauncey's Great Outdoors booth, that the kids' high school casting competition. Oh, I can hear the flute playing. So when the flute is playing, we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Sioux Nation. And it says, life is like the breath of a buffalo in the winter, or the flash of a firefly in the summer. It's oh so short, so enjoy every second you can. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, or the fish we catch, or the birds we find. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.